You are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Today's program, some John Tavener, a great combo of Yo-Yo Ma and Bobby McFerrin, and of course, some oboe music. And why not start with the good stuff? Oboe music time. Today, some music by Telemann. Now, I found this a tad humorous. According to scholars, once an instrument is played throughout its long period of development, it attracts the attention of, quote and unquote, respectable composers. Well, one such respectable composer was Telemann. He wrote sonatas, operas, ballets, and brought them all to the theater and the concert hall. He wrote for every, quote-unquote, again, civilized instrument for him, and luckily, the oboe was one of them. This is a lovely start to the program and a wonderful performance by Marilyn Zupnik, joined by Raymond Lepard.
Thank you.
Lots of rapid tonguing in that. That was Marilyn Zupnik, joined by Raymond Lepard. And that was Telemann Sonata in B-flat for oboe. Let's continue on a cheerful note with music by Vivaldi. Now, one of his mandolin concertos, he's written quite a few, was written back in 1725 and is often programmed with the Four Seasons. It is quite a demanding work and is also one of the most famous mandolin pieces. Today, an excellent performance by Bonifacio Bianchi and I Solisti Venici.
Thank you.
Mandolist Bonifacio Bianchi and the members of I Soli Stefanici. That was Vivaldi's Concerto in C for Mandolin. You are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And here is a beautiful work, John Tavener's The Protecting Veil. Now, Sir John Kenneth Tavener was a British composer known for his extensive output of religious works. He began as a prodigy back in 1968 at the age of 24 and was described as the musical discovery of the year, as well as among the very best creative talents of his generation. The work that we're going to hear was recorded by cellist Stephen Israelis and became a best-selling album. Now, of the work Tavener wrote, I have tried to capture some of the almost cosmic power of the Mother of God. The cello represents the Mother of God and never stops singing throughout. One can think of the strings as a gigantic extension of her unending song. So here it is, the celebrated performance with Stephen Israelis and the BBC Symphony Orchestra and Tavener's The Protecting Veil. Stephen Israelis, joined by the members of the BBC Symphony Orchestra, and that was Taverners, The Protecting Veil. Let's continue with some music for flute by C.P.E. Bach. Now, the second son of J.S. Bach, he, in his own right, was a respected composer and musician. He was an intense performer, so much so that musical historian Charles Burney witnessed a performance and wrote, "His eyes glazed motionless, his lower lip sagged, and his spirit seemed to be concerned only with the satisfying its passion for the music." This passion is reflected in his flute concertos, which have also been transcribed for cello and harpsichord. And it is quite evident in this performance that we're going to hear by Stephen Preston, joined by the members of the English Concert, with Trevor Pinnock directing. Thank you.
Thank you.
The opening allegro, music by C.P.E. Bach, with Stephen Preston on transverse flute, joined by the members of the English Concert, with Trevor Pinnock conducting. And now, a collaboration between two great artists, Yo-Yo Ma and Bobby McFerrin. The album Hush is the result of a deep friendship between the two of them, which developed from a meeting between the two at the late Leonard Bernstein's 70th birthday back in the summer of 1988 at Tanglewood. The intriguing collaboration solely involving the two leading artists. Now, Hush is a celebration of life from youth to old age, says Ma. While in so many ways it speaks to children, it is equally true that the album's central goal, to use Bobby's phrase, is to release the child in the adult. And Bobby adds, we simply had a ball, because Yo-Yo brings such a wonderful childlike attitude to new adventures. Working with him was absolutely fabulous, among the most enjoyable 4 days I've ever had musically. And it wasn't just the combination of cello and voice, but voice and Yo-Yo Ma, which made it happen. We're going to hear Rachmaninoff's vocalese. Enjoy.
Ooh.
How beautiful was that? That was Bobby McFerrin joined by Yo-Yo Ma. And that was Vocalese, and that comes from an album that came out quite some time ago called Hush. Let's move along with some amazing vocal sounds from some African-American woman composers. Dvorak himself was influenced by the incredible musicianship of the African-American community upon his arrival to North America. So we're going to celebrate with some art songs by African-American woman composers. Here are a few selections with Undine Smith Moore. Undine Smith Moore, and Come Down, Angels, and Love, Let the Wind Cry, How I Adore Thee. Selections from the disc Watch and Pray, Spirituals and Art Songs by African-American Woman Composers. Well, I thank you for joining me. You have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Margaret. Till next time.